And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is the
pipe.
Okay.
Yeah, pipe.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something, you move them in a something that has a wheel on it.
Wheelbarrow.
Huh?
Wheelbarrow.
And the thing people drive nowadays, you call that a what they have parked out there?
Car or automobile. Rat, wheels.
Which of those would you probably use?
I'd call it a car.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Squeaking wheels.
Or you had to do what to it? Lubricate it.
And get some oil.
Or if you put that hard stuff on it, you'd say you had to...
Grease it.
And yesterday he...
He greased it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
And something that people used to burn in lamps.
Coal oil.
Any other name for that?
None that I can remember offhand.
Did you ever hear anybody, or see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil? Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
Boat. For boating.
Or they're fixing to float the boat. They were going to put
float
it...
Float the boat.
Okay. Did you ever use the term launch?
Yes. On a launch pad, the rocket is getting ready to take off, or you would launch a ship. Someone would christen it before it's launched, getting ready to move out of the port. Those the most common uses of launch.
You said your grandfather's place was by a river.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of small boats would people take out on the river?
It has to be only a fishing boat because motorboat. Really, I don't see how they can get it because when you're looking down, you're on a cliff. Oh, how many, how high is up? But you're looking down. And how you would get there unless you go on the other end of Sabine and go away, come way down there. There's no way you can get that boat up.
Mm-hmm. What do they call those little fishing boats? Do they have any special name for them? Or?
I don't know. I'm afraid of water and I don't come near it.
And talking about the cliff, talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Cliffs.
Huh?
Cliffs.
And if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells them, now here.
Here are your clothes. Put them on.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ain't?
All the time. I still say it.
How would you use that?
I ain't going to do this. I had that bad. No, she ain't. They ain't going this place. They use ain't in the place of is not. Will not, have not, different phrases like that. But that's very popular saying. And ain't takes the place of all these not, have not, will not.
And you use it pretty frequently yourself.
Mm-hmm.